Chapter 1. It was April, and outside in the dark, the rain whipped against the windows of our tavern, making a sound like muffled drums. We were concentrating on our dinner, and everybody jumped when the door slammed open and banged against the wall, making the plates rattle in their racks. My brother Sam was standing there, wearing a uniform. Oh, my, he looked proud. "Sam," my mother said. "We've seen him since Christmas." "Shut the door," Father said. "The rain is blowing in." That's the way Father was. Do right first, and then be friendly. But Sam was too excited to pay attention. "We've beaten the British in Massachusetts," he shouted. "Who has beaten the British?" Father said. Sam shut the door. "We have," he said, with his back to us as he slipped the latch in place. "The Minutemen. The Lobsterbacks marched out of Boston yesterday. They were looking for Mr. Adams and Mr. Hancock, and they marched up to Lexington. Some of the Massachusetts Minutemen, but there were too many British, and they got through and went on up to Concord looking for ammunition stores. But the Patriots got the stores hidden mostly, and they didn't find much. And then, when they turned around and went back, the Minutemen hid in the fields along the roads and massacred them all the way back to Boston." Nobody said anything. They were silent and shocked. I couldn't take my eyes off him. He looked so brave. He was wearing a scarlet coat with silver buttons and a white vest and black leggings halfway up to his knees. Oh, I envied him. He knew everybody was staring, but he liked being the center of attention, and he pretended it was just an ordinary, and he was used to it. "I'm starved," he said, and sat down at the table. "I started out from Yale at 6 o'clock this morning and didn't stop to eat all the way." There were seven of us at the table in the tap room. Mother and Father and me were there. Then there was the minister, Mr. Beach, who lived in Newtown, but spent Saturday night here in Reading so he could preach in our church early Sunday morning. Then there were a couple of farmers at Reading Center. I didn't know, and of course sat silent. I guess they figured that it was up to Father to speak first, seeing as Sam was his son. My mother got up, fetched a plate from the rack, and filled it with stew from the iron pot on the fire. Then she drew Sam a pot of beer from the tap and put it all down in front of him. He was hungry, and he bent over his plate and began shoving in the food as he could. "Don't eat like that," Father snapped. Sam looked embarrassed and sat up straight. "All right now," Father said. "Tell us the news again in an orderly manner." Father had a temper, and I could see he was trying hard not to lose it. Sam dug his spoon into the stew and started to fill his mouth, but suddenly he realized that if he began talking with his mouth full, Father would yell at him. So he put the spoonful of stew back on his plate. "Well, it's hard to tell it orderly, Father. There were so many rumors around New Haven last night that..." "I thought it might be like that," Father said.
"No, no, it's true about the fighting," Sam said. "Captain Arnold told us himself."
"Captain Arnold?" "Captain Benedict Arnold. He's captain of the governor's second foot guard." He looked down at his stew. "My company." He looked up and gave Father a quick sort of scared look.
"That explains the fancy dress, I imagine," Father said.
"Captain Arnold designed the uniform."
"Never mind. Tell the story."
"Well, the beginning was when the Lobsterbacks..."
"By that, I suppose you mean the soldiers of your king," Father said. He was still holding on to his temper.
Sam blushed. "All right, the British troops from the garrison in Boston. They marched up to Lexington looking for Mr. Adams and the rest, but they'd got away. Somebody signaled them from some church steeple in Boston. So when the British got up to Lexington, there wasn't anybody there except the Minutemen. Then the shooting started."
Well, that was kind of a good ending for that.